CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senator Ted Cruz calling for violence against ICE officials to end. Multiple fatalities at an immigration detention center in Dallas. Three people were shot, but they were all detainees. Two of them killed. Officers described the gunman as a sniper who took his shots from 200 feet away and then took his own life. As for the investigation, acting ICE director Todd Lyons tells ABC.
Next steps here is obviously identifying that shooter, seeing what his motive was, seeing if any support, seeing what, you know, who funded him, where the weapon came from, and just really trying to figure out what went on in the situation.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky telling the UN General Assembly today that the world is in the midst of the most destructive arms race in history. He also called on the international community to act now against Russia, saying Vladimir Putin wants to expand the war. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air last night following last week's suspension over comments made about Charlie Kirk in the hours after his shooting. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The field just keeps getting more crowded, and now Congressman Tom Tiffany has made it official. The Northwoods Republican is running for governor. Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. We've got a ways to go before the primary and before the election, so gear up for more than a year of campaign ads gracing our TVs and our phones. The partisan primaries will be held next August, and then the general election is a couple months later in November 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Padres wrapping up their series in San Diego. Last night, the crew shut out 7-0. Today, Chad Patrick gets the start. Quinn Priester's start moves to this weekend before their bye the first week of the playoffs. NFL, at age 27, Mecole Hardman was the oldest receiver in the Packers locker room.
I mean, it's a great room, man. Great competitive room. But yeah, like you say, you know, all of us trying to make plays, all of us trying to, you know, put our name out there. It's a young room as well.
Last night, Hardman got cut from the practice squad, replaced by a rookie out of UMass, Jacoby Keeney-James. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday Night Football after losing to the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland.
We're just trying to win one game at a time. If you're thinking or have your sights set on anything outside of that, I think you're focused on the wrong things. Like, we got to be focused in what the tape says and then moving on.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Mixed skies and cooler today with high temperatures in the low 70s. And tomorrow we get a little warmer to the mid 70s with mostly sunny skies and the sunshine holds tight in abundance for Friday and into the weekend. And the temperatures stay in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX for people who always put curds before carbs.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy, what is it, Wednesday? The time flies when you're having fun. Jimmy Kimmel last night, did you catch that? What an eloquent riff he did. I was just blown away. It was, I thought he was so effective. And, you know, it's living on YouTube. You can easily find it. It's really worth checking out. Also, we, you know, another day, another bloodbath, this time a sniper opening fire on migrants and perhaps ICE officers. Early reports suggest, pardon?
Mic's on.
Yeah. Early reports suggest that the bullets had anti-ICE things engraved on them. I've not heard, well, who knows, right? We're not sure who the potential targets were. Were they trying to shoot at ICE people? Apparently, one person was killed in addition to the shooter who committed suicide. And it appears that was a migrant, or an immigrant. But again, this is drawing any conclusions at this moment is nuts. But, you know, Ted Cruz was out there saying, we got to stop the rhetoric. You got to stop doxing an ICE agent, which is code for don't make them take their masks off, which is just absurd. You know, police officers doing their job, you know, have done it without masks for 250 years in this country. Come on. But if you really want to deal with the violence, if you really want to deal with violent rhetoric, then require X and Facebook to publish, and any other social media site for that matter, to publish their damn algorithms. You want to know what's driving hate and rage in America? It's these algorithms that are fine-tuned to look for hate and rage and amplify it because it's sticky, because it increases the profits for Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and the other oligarchs who own these platforms. So, you know, and might be a good time to have a conversation about gun control. I thought it was kind of weird that the mayor of Dallas, his first comment was, let's all pray. Yeah, thoughts and prayers, just exactly what we need when there's another shooting. Incredible. So, also, it's good to be king. The largest transfer of wealth and power since 1776, and it's going the wrong way. And is the far right going to pin the Kirk shooting on South Park? Really? Is this their new way of dealing with enemies? And a crazy alert, Carolyn Leavitt demands that the people who took out the elevator at the UN be fired. Guess who it was? I'll tell you all about that in a minute. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Joe Walsh, is going to drop by, the former Republican congressman who is now a Democrat. And he says, Democrats don't understand the threat that the GOP represents. Whoa. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Also, the Trump administration is taking on the divisive feminist agenda in the military. You know, things like child care and family leave and reproductive care. Yeah, we can't talk about that. That's not warrior stuff. Old Pete Kegger, he's, you know, he just wants to have warriors. And it looks like the Department of Justice, a prosecutor is assigned to targeting Trump's foes, is now apparently going after FBI agents who testified against Alex Jones in the Sandy Hooks case. Just a reminder, Alex Jones claimed that the murders were a false flag perpetrated by the government and made a new conspiracy claim that no one died at Sandy Hook Elementary School because the uniform crime reports showed no murders in Newtown for 2012 and that the victims were child actors. Right. And in the third hour of our program, is our government dehumanizing people to make their raids and violence more acceptable? Which is kind of apropos of what's going on right now with this shooting at the ICE facility in Texas. My opening rant here today, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com, is titled, It's Good to Be King, the largest transfer of wealth and power since 1776, and it's going the wrong way. This is just downright weird. FCC Chairman Carr, he's now wearing a gold pin on his lapel. I don't know if you've seen any of these pictures in the last couple of days. FCC, you know, the Federal Censorship Commission, it appears he thinks it is. Who, by the way, 3 years ago, when Biden was president, gave a great riff about how important it is, how you're living in a totalitarian state or a fascist state, I think was the word he used, when they start censoring speech. He was talking about, at that time, of course, the Biden administration suggesting to Facebook and Twitter that they not amplify false claims around COVID. But anyway, he's wearing this gold pin, and the pin is of Donald Trump's head. I was in China in 1988. I studied acupuncture there at the Acupuncture Institute in Beijing. And this is when it was still, you know, this was before China experienced this grand development. It was a very, very poor country at the time. And I picked up a Mao pin. They were more or less officially banned at that point, I think. But, you know, you could get stuff. And I've got it at home. It's just a little round red porcelain thing with a gold head of Mao Zedong on it, smiling. And Donald Trump is selling these now on his website. And Brendan Carr has bought one. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But he also mentioned station licenses again. This is a thinly veiled threat. He tweeted, Democrats just keep digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole on Kimmel. They can't stand that local TV stations for the first time in years stood up to a national programmer and chose to exercise their lawful right to preempt programming. We need to keep empowering local TV stations to serve their communities of license. Yes, mention the license, because that's where your power is. This is an implicit threat. By the way, on Jimmy Kimmel's rant last night, did you see Robert De Niro doing his, his old Goodfellas routine or whatever, you know, his mob boss? It was just brilliant. Anyway, also, Trump's revenge prosecutor, Ed Martin, is reportedly demanding information on the FBI agent who was the first one to see the Sandy Hook carnage and then testified against Alex Jones. You know, I lay all this out in my new book, The Last American President. This is how terror and intimidation work. This is how free speech and the rule of law die. And this is how power enforces obedience, by making an example out of one person and then news outlet after news outlet, comedian after comedian, and eventually the rest of us become too afraid to speak. And that's the bigger story here. What Trump is doing is not politics. This is the deliberate centralization of power, seizing it from the people and seizing it from the media, silencing dissent, bending institutions to his will, cloaking himself in the immunity given to him by six corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, look at what he's done. He's declared a crime emergency in D.C. when crime was at a 30-year low. He created a permanent quick reaction force in the National Guard to deploy against cities on his whim. He rolled that model into Memphis. He's threatening Chicago. He did it in Los Angeles and D.C. And retribution seems to be at the center of everything he's doing. He stripped security clearances from Bolton, Milley, Fauci, and dozens of others. He took away Kamala Harris's Secret Service detail. Although I'm sure all his kids still have one, right? The Justice Department staff and prosecutors are being purged for doing their jobs. He filed a $15 billion lawsuit against the Times. Silencing Colbert, silencing Charlie Kirk. Everyday people being hunted down online and losing their jobs because of something that they said. I mean, the state itself is being weaponized. You've got so-called sanctuary cities being starved of funds. The FCC warning ABC affiliates. The administration saying that they're going to crack down on left-wing groups. Whoa. Seriously? Activists, unions, professors, nonprofits, anyone who resists? We've seen that movie before. And now, you know, he's talking about, hey, this is like 1939. Let's invade Poland, right? He's talking about taking Greenland. He's talking about the Panama Canal. He's even suggested Canada becoming the 51st state. He's got conflicts going on with Mexico and the Caribbean. And he's embracing Vladimir Putin. I mean, it's time for us all to stand up and say no. We have to demand that Congress block the abuse of his emergency powers. We need to push the courts to stop executive overreach, before these precedents harden. We need to support independent journalism. We need to push back on censorship, stand with scientists, teachers, comedians, reporters, immigrants, protesters, and be in the streets on No King's Day in October.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is about power. This is not politics. Who has the power? And it should be we the people. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is corn, C-O-R-N, corn. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by four of five lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a Real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withholds federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, animal lovers, Bark and Wine is back September 27th at the Dane County Humane Society. Savor tasty treats, hear inspiring stories, snuggle furry friends, and support our animals in need. Don't wait. Get your tickets today at GibbsShelter.org.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read, could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. And for the special bundle deal and for that special report, the top five collagen warnings. Get Native Path.
Beneath his feet, every voice that dares to sing falls silent in the shadow of a crown. It's good to be king if the people kneel, if the truth is buried, if the courts won't feel. It's good to be king, but the throne's built on sand, and the people must rise if this dream's to stand. Writers fired for what they've said, networks warned and hope half dead, tariffs, borders, fear and war, power hungers always asking. It's good to be king when the press can't speak, when the strong rule over the frail and weak. It's good to be king till the crown turns to rust and the people remember the powers with us. From Greenland's ice to Gaza's walls, from NATO's halls to where freedom falls, every bargain, every sting, it's good, it's good to be king.
minutes past the hour. So a pro-Trump lawyer is posting on X that South Park is responsible for the shootings of prominent Republicans, you know, Charlie Kirk, etc. He says, I hope the South Park guys are doing some soul searching right now. They stayed quiet for 4 years about the absolute clown show that was Joe Biden, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, they didn't. They made fun of Joe Biden, too. And Matt Stone and Trey Parker are actually libertarians. They're neither Democrats nor Republicans. They trash both parties. They are equal opportunity ridiculers, shall we say. Meanwhile, yesterday at the UN, two things happened that Donald Trump complained to the entire world about. The first was as he and Melania were going up the escalator suddenly stopped and startled them. And Trump was furious about that. He said, you know, and Carolyn Leavitt yesterday held a, you know, pulled the press in and said, somebody needs to be fired. Well, it turns out that the reason the escalator stopped was because Trump had a cameraman in front of him and Melania, who is going backwards up the stairs. You know, they're making a documentary about Donald Trump goes to the UN. And the cameraman, you know, there's always that emergency button on escalators, big red button by the side at the top. You hit that button and it just stops it in case, you know, in case somebody's clothes get sucked into the escalator or something like that. And apparently he leaned on the button and stopped the escalator. So it was Trump's own guy who killed the escalator that he was whining about yesterday at the UN. And then he started whining about how the teleprompter wasn't working right. Well, turns out Carolyn Leavitt is all upset about that, too. Oh, my God, somebody's doing it. It's a conspiracy. It's got to be a conspiracy. Turns out it was Trump's people. It was the White House people who were running the teleprompter. So will they take responsibility? Are you going to hear Carolyn Leavitt come out today and go, oh, I'm sorry, it was our people? Or, yes, it was our people, and they're gone now. We fired those bums. I kind of doubt it. I mean, you know, Roy Cohn, I read about this in my book, The Last American President. Roy Cohn's number one message to Donald Trump is never admit a mistake. Never, ever admit an error. And always attack other people for anything that you do wrong. And here we are. Here we are, living it in real time. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls in just a minute. We'll start with Bill in Morgantown, Indiana. And on the other side of the break, stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is so unfortunate, this shooting in Dallas. Our country is really in a crisis right now. There's just no other way to say it. What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new immigration policy from the Trump administration is creating a murky situation for hundreds of workers at UW-Madison. It's all over the H-1B visa program. People with those visas are in the U.S. for work and are often sponsored by their employer. According to Reuters, the president's changes include favoring higher-skilled workers and requiring a $100,000 yearly fee from the company sponsoring them. Universities and tech companies often sponsor employees through this program, and that includes UW-Madison. A spokesperson confirmed to me there are 380 employees with H-1B visas employed and sponsored by the university. Now, the biggest changes only apply to new visa applicants. Still, university leaders are urging caution among employees, telling them to, quote, consult with your unit or department to understand the potential risks and impacts, end quote, before traveling internationally. For many of them, that's a trip home to see loved ones. Meanwhile, some Wisconsin sheriff's departments are now facing lawsuits over their deals to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. The group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes the sheriffs of Brown, Kenosha, Marathon, Sauk, and Walworth counties. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Mixed skies and cooler today with high temperatures in the low 70s. And tomorrow we get a little warmer to the mid 70s with mostly sunny skies and the sunshine holds tight in abundance for Friday and into the weekend. And the temperatures stay in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is corn, C-O-R-N, corn. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Let's hope we can survive the rapture for just one more day.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, THOM.TV. Check it out.
We laughed in the cafes. The streets were so still. The headlines were quiet. The air had a chill. They said they were moving, just cleaning the town. We turned the page over. The truth never found. We didn't know. We didn't see what they were doing to them could happen to me. We closed our eyes, we shut the door. Silence is the chain that they're waiting for. We didn't know, but we could have known more.
The Song of the Germans in the 1930s. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bill in Morgantown, Indiana. Hey, Bill, what's up today?
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon.
Back at you, Bill.
Well, you know, I sound almost like the libertarian guy you were talking about who looks at both parties because I think they both deserve it. But, you know, the thing that came out today in the Washington Post about the thing with Alphabet, you know, putting the pressure on Google and YouTube TV about people's response to COVID, or I guess the 2020 election. I'm not saying they're equivalent to what Trump is doing, believe me, but there still seems to be a real big mess of what I call hypocrisy on both sides. You know, it's kind of like one side says, well, you're doing so-and-so, and if you do a little deeper research, you'll find out both of them are doing it, not necessarily at the same time. But it just seems like, you know, it's, I don't know, to me it's frustrating.
I think
Bill, before you move on to your next topic,
let me just respond to this. There's two thoughts immediately come to mind. One is, when the Biden administration was asking those social media companies to dial back on reposting Russian propaganda that was designed to basically cause people to die from COVID, they were doing it because they were trying to save lives. I don't see that the Trump administration asking comedians be censored is trying to save lives. They're just trying to stop Donald Trump from being embarrassed. He does not like being
mocked. Yeah, I agree with that completely.
And I think there's a difference between those two things, Bill. I really do. I also think, though, that said, that the executive branch has way too much power. And this started in the 1970s with Nixon. And Congress needs to fix this. Congress needs to pull back from this imperial presidency that has been embraced by the six Republicans on the Supreme Court and basically John Roberts for the 20-some-odd years he's been on the court. And from, you know, and it's been embraced by Democrats as well. So, yeah, maybe we have an area of agreement here, Bill.
Oh, yes. Like I said, we agree quite often. Just sometimes we come at it from different directions, I guess.
Yeah.
And I did want to ask you one question. The final thing, and this is not a criticism, me and Ms. Ridson.
Feel free.
Did you say that the crime rate in D.C. is lowest it's been in 30 years?
That's what I read. That's what I read in the paper. Yeah, that it's at a 30-year low.
That's not true. It's down from the COVID years when every place had a problem. But I know you used to live in D.C. on your houseboat, and mm-hmm. my son lives up there. And I'll be honest, you know, crime was a problem there, but it's not just D.C. There's just a problem. But listen, thank you so much. Nice talking to you again.
Yeah, sure, Bill. I'm looking this up right now. Just, you know, let's nail this thing down before we move on here. Although ChatGPT seems to be taking its time. It says it's searching for corroboration on the D.C. crime data. Here we go. Short answer, yes. For 2024, Washington, D.C.'s total violent crime fell to its lowest level in more than 30 years. The U.S. Attorney's Office for D.C., citing Metropolitan Police Department data, reported on January 33rd, 2025, that violent crime in 2024 was down 35% from 2023, and, quote, the lowest it had been in 30 years. For added context, the Metro Police Department table shows 2024 violent crime totals well below 2023. Homicides fell from 274 to 187, robberies from 3,400 to 2,100, and 2025 year-to-date totals remain below 2024's pace. So there you go.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, sir. Bill. It's always good hearing from you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
Okay.
Jerry in Chicago. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
I'm alive and kicking, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm hoping you can talk me down because I was listening to our leader's speech yesterday, and I know the whole world, we think, was laughing at him, but I was not laughing. We know how Trump is, and it's never what it seems, and I think he wasn't just rambling. I think he was floating an idea, which is worldwide MAGA. I think he wants more support. I think he's not satisfied with owning America, which he thinks he does. And I think he's trying to go for something bigger, just like Adolf was. And I'm just wondering if you think that talk me down here.
No, I think you're right, Jerry. And it's not. In fact, I don't even think it's a matter of opinion. There's basically a worldwide network or cabal or whatever friendship of right-wing billionaires. And who are aligned in many cases with Putin. Putin is driving a lot of the right-wing propaganda in Europe. You know, we now know, looking back on the Cambridge Analytica stuff and all that, that the Brexit deal was largely driven, the change of opinion in England or in the United Kingdom was largely driven by Russian bots, you know, pretending to be Brits on social media. And they're doing the same thing, you know. Italy, Maloney's government actually had, I believe, received financial support when she was campaigning. You know, the sort of pseudo fascist leader of Italy right now, from Russia. But it's not just Russia. There's this kind of international move among authoritarian governments, and rapidly the United States is becoming one of them. The United States, Hungary, Russia, China, Turkey, Egypt, Thailand has moved in this direction. You've got, you know, just there's a long list of countries. At the same time that other countries, you know, like Colombia and Mexico, Costa Rica, you know, are moving toward greater democracy, which is just kind of wild. But these right-wing movements, particularly in Europe now, in Sweden, in Finland, in France, in Germany, AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, the pseudo-Nazi party, is now the most popular party in Germany. And again, it's in large part being driven by social media. And this is why I think the world should require that these companies publish their algorithms. This should be the EU's next big project. But, you know, I think you're right, Jerry, that there is a worldwide movement to make the world safe for dictators, make the world safe for billionaires. And, yeah, I can't knock it down, Jerry. I can't talk you off that ledge. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm still up here.
Okay.
Thanks for trying.
Yeah.
And keep doing what you do. We need you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Tom in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Tom, thanks for listening to WHMP. What's up?
Give me 2 seconds to shut the speaker off.
Sure.
Did I do it? No. I'm sorry, Tom. Give me 2 seconds.
That's okay. Just put the microphone near your mouth and we'll be good.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Tom, I'm calling exactly about what you just mentioned. And I always look towards Russia and Putin as the catalyst here. PayPal is incorporating a payment system with Bitcoin, and they're incorporating Ethereum into this system. At the same time, there's an incorporation of PayPal, Alphabet, Google together. And what they're doing in this temporary project is they're joining the wallet system is Google and PayPal system, so it's tightly integrated. The way I see this is they figured out how to take control. I think they're bypassing the International Bank of Settlements here and, you know, dissecting right out the government.
They're getting around it by the Bitcoin thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Because Bitcoin is not cleared by the IBS.
Right. It's not cleared by the IBS, and that's the point I'm making. But if they put PayPal, Google, and the wallet system together, and they bring these systems in, you know, our government has what they call that current account balances. And we're open and transparent. And I think most of the industrialized nations are. I don't know yes. what China is. I've always wondered that. But I think if they do that, they can internally play. These guys are like the South African dementeds from the apartheid days. I don't trust them. They're smart. I'm talking about Peter Thiel kind of people. And okay, I need to leave that all out of there, I guess. But I think if they incorporate that tightly, I don't think the government's going to be able to track what they're doing. And who cares about the IBS is what they're saying. We're going to be able to with autonomy. So that's the gist of what I'm saying. And, you know, I thank you, Tom, for your good warrior work because, like, you know, you turned me on, I think, to Ellen Brown, who mm-hmm. I learned about International Bank of Settlements and all these things. And
yeah, Ellen
so
Brown
that's
great.
What I got to say. I don't know if you think I'm all wet on this.
No,
but
I think you're right. I think you're right. And watch, Elon Musk is going to try to turn X into the next PayPal. You know, based
well,
on Bitcoin.
They've got the good books and the bad books there because, he's got all the data for his family.
Tom, I got to run. I'm sorry, but you're absolutely right. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer, and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You may know frontotemporal degeneration. It's called FTD, not the flower company, the disease, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under the age of 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. You get uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension. These are the most common symptoms. And it's often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder or depression, and certainly it could cause that, you would think. And sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps that you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help, share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
They don't kick down the door.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. Here's Scott in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, not too much, man. It's good to talk to you again. I wanted to take another swing and maybe add a little something to the political vernacular, because I think you and I might have done something back in 2003 or 2004. But what I'm talking about is, you know how they changed the Department of Defense to the Department of War.
Right.
And usually in the military, you have acronyms. And when you look at what the Department of War, DOW, acronym is DOE.
DOE.
Like row, or like Homer Simpson's DOE.
Yeah. Or
which is pretty, it's pretty ironic that Peter Hegseth is also from Fox Broadcasting, along with his co-worker.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson, you're right. I've forgotten about that.
Yeah, so if we could just, if they were just addressing them as Peter Hegseth, Secretary of Dole.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Scott. Good one. I just call him, you know, Kegger Pete, but, you know, or Pete Kegger. Got it. Scott, thank you. Chris in L.A. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Well, hey, it's funny that you should, your last guest, speaking about language, I think we need to focus on language. I think we need to start taking words back. I think that they need to stop saying detainees and migrants and immigrants, and I think they need to just start saying men, 30-year-old man killed, 30-year-old man detained, and put the human aspect back into things, along with the words like pro-life, patriot, liberty, all these things that have been radicalized, all these words that have been radicalized. And I want to invite all of your guests to think about that and to just start sharing that with their people, and like, let's take our language back. Let's put the meanings back to the words that, instead of this false narrative.
Yeah. Yeah, language, you know, I mean, Newt Gingrich was really figured this out early on with his list of words. You know, whenever you're talking about Democrats or Democratic policies, use words like, you know, weak or sick or twisted. Whenever you're talking about Republicans, use words like noble and you know, patriotic and stuff like that. But yeah, I get it. Chris, I don't think that's a bad idea. Thank you very much for the call. Bill in Salisbury, North Carolina. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
I just want to mention Trump finally told the truth. He hates Americans.
Well, some Americans, yeah. He said it right out loud. And no president has ever said that before, ever in the history of this country.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty shocking, really, when you think about it.
Oh, he's a murderer.
Well, you know, given what's going on off the coast of Venezuela, I think you're right, sadly.
Yeah.
Bill, thanks for the call. Jeff in Tawas, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are we doing today? This is Jeff Eugen with the Iosco County Democratic Party in Michigan. I just want to make sure everybody knows that.
Okay.
So what's next? The First Amendment is under attack. Is the Second Amendment next? Dictators don't like people to have guns. I think all these Trumpeteers should start thinking about that. And that's my question to you. And then I would just like to make one comment after you're done with this.
Sure. Well, there's pretty rigorous gun control in China, as there is in Japan. And Japan's not a dictatorship and China is. So. And if you know, people always talk about the Nazis, but the Nazis actually encouraged gun ownership. When Hitler came into power, the Hitler Youth in particular, you know, people were given rifles. They were taught to shoot. They were encouraging a gun culture. It's just that if you were a Jew, you couldn't own a gun, or if you had brown skin, you couldn't own a gun. So I'm not sure that dictators are afraid of armed people. They know that they've got a military that could crush any group of, you know, right-wing or left-wing Proud Boy equivalents.
I'm glad I asked that question. Just a positive note I'd like to make about concerning health care and Social Security and Medicare, mm-hmm. Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
This is a quote from a famous senator. For all those concerned, the cause endures. The hope still lives. And the dream shall never die. That's quoted from 1980 Democratic Convention.
Hmm. Okay.
Ted Kennedy.
Yeah. Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy was a good guy. I mean, you know, his personal life was a wreck, just an absolute train wreck. But as a legislator, as a politician, as a statesman, he was the real deal. Jeff, thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of the break. I believe, yeah, Joe Walsh, second hour. Yep, Joe Walsh will be with us, the brand new Democrat, former Republican. He wants to tell us what the Democratic Party is missing about the danger from the GOP and Donald Trump. Stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas City, and federal agents are investigating a deadly shooting at an ICE facility this morning.
The gunshots were fired from what investigators say was an elevated position down into an area of the ICE facility where detainees were being moved. While no ICE agents were hurt,
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
The FBI's Joe Rothrock says one person in the ICE facility was killed, two were hurt. Police say the shooter took his own life as officers approached. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Central Texas, the owners of Camp Mystic say they will reopen next summer. 27 young campers and counselors at the Christian Girls Camp died in the July 4th catastrophic floods. The new camp will include new safety protocols and a memorial. Mark Zuckerberg, in a post on Thread, says Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users, Meta CEO calling it a milestone. This is ABC News.